Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Telephone number to be with me on the show is one number, always the same, only one you need. It's 1-866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by Crazy Water, crazywater.com. It's drinkcrazywater.com. Actually, it's mineral water from Mineral Wells, Texas. And those of you that haven't tried it, I recommend it. Drinking a lot of good water wherever you are in the country and wherever you can access some really good quality, clean water. Drink a lot of it. One of the best things you can do for a whole lot of reasons. Let's see what I need to do before we go back to the phones. Let's see. We've been talking about a couple of things. One is I need to talk about, again, quickly, the Earth Day Dallas event is going on. Gates open at Fair Park in Dallas. 10 o'clock goes from 10 till 6. The place where we'll be hanging around, if you want to come by, is with the unique lighting of people. And they've got some interesting things there. They've got information about their landscape lighting, and they're doing it all with LED now and doing some – got some really – we just changed some things at our house where you don't have the big transformers at the base of the trees anymore. The two big – trees that we uncovered and did the dramatic air flare, root flare exposure, we uncovered utilities, including electrical conduits and stuff. We took so much soil off the trees. I still need to show you that whole story in photographs, and I'll do that hopefully this week sometime. But you can see some of the pictures already on Facebook and on the website. But they've got now underground connections where the junction box is, so there's just a whole lot less showing, and then the LED lights that are in the trees are just fantastic, and they use almost no electricity. So if you're interested in landscape lighting, they'll be out there today talking to you about that. But they're also talking about their industrial and commercial lighting. They've got LED lights for that, for warehouses and parking lots and airplane hangars and all kinds of things, and have already been showing some people how to save a lot of money and have much higher quality light as a result. So check them out. They're outside. They're near what they've done there. The Earth Day Dallas at Trammell Crow and his company have headed up is putting it in the area where the big lagoon is at Fair Park. It's kind of the, I'd call it the western side of Fair Park. I don't know if that's exactly right or not, but it's real close to Gate 3, where the big locomotives, the train exhibit and all that is. And then there's exhibits in both buildings where the automobile exhibits are during the fair. And a lot of stuff, a lot of interesting exhibits and people talking about whatever their involvement in the environment is. Some of the companies will surprise you because some of the biggest, some of the major corporations in the world are there bragging about what they do that's green and involved in environmental kinds of things. And then you'll see some totally organic and environmental people there too, nonprofits and a lot of other things. The other thing I needed to tell you about was that mosquito spraying has already raised its ugly head. The first salvo was from University Park, right in the middle of Dallas, spraying, fogging from trucks. They are talking at least some about putting out BT products, which are the dunks. BT dunks are granular products in standing water to control larvae. That's okay, but that's not enough. What I recommend is to cancel the spraying of toxic chemicals and do one of two things. The best one would be to spray the liquid forms of BTI and spray entire properties with the liquid forms of BTI. So you inoculate the sites, then maintain an organic program so you stimulate biological activity that keeps the bacillus alive on the site to even reproduce, and then you can really get the mosquitoes under control. The spraying of toxic chemicals in the air doesn't do a bit of good in the world. It kills a few of the mosquito adults that happen to be flying around at the time. It does absolutely zero, nothing, nada, nil on the larvae that are in the water. Even if it hit the water, it wouldn't kill them, but it doesn't hit the water because they're protected in underground areas, in gutters, in drainage lines, in moist mulch. Yes, that's where mosquitoes breed, especially when you're watering too much, in very dense, shady gardens like we have. They produce on foliage, moist foliage. So spraying the entire site with BTI, which stands for Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis, and yet the discovery was made in Israel of this bacillus, you can really do a great job of controlling this pest. Now, if you can't find this liquid product and it's new, and you're going to have to talk to your retail stores or distributors about getting it in, the brand name is called Aquaback, and you can get it through the Natural Organic Warehouse. Mail order is one way to get it, but we want to try to get it into the stores as much as we possibly can. In the meantime, if you can't find the liquid product, just go to the hardware store, the feed store, the farm store, the garden center, the nursery, and buy BTI dunks or granular products for mosquito control. Just look at the label. It'll say BTI, Bacillus thuringiensis. And these solid products can be busted up, crushed, and put in water, then strain the solids out and create your own liquid BTI spray. Hopefully we can get the companies that make the liquid products to put them in better retail packaging, get them out there and available for everybody. But the cities like University Park or any other city that's contemplating spraying toxins all over the place, you can get this material in large containers and commercial sizes, very reasonably priced, and spray it instead of the toxins and actually control the problem to a great degree. You're not ever going to totally eliminate mosquitoes. That'd be like saying you're going to eliminate roaches or rodents. You're not going to do it. But to get them under reasonable control, far, far better than you can with the toxic materials, that's how you go. Back to the phones here, 866-444-3478. Crazy Rick in Royce City next up. Hey, Rick.
Hey, man, I got two questions for you and a comment. The first question is, how do I get my onions to stop bolting?
Get the weather to settle down. A lot of the, you probably heard me talking to somebody that's having some tomato problems a little bit. I've never seen a spring where we've been on a more of a roller coaster from a weather standpoint. We've had 95-degree weather already in Dallas, and we've been back to the 30s, two or three times. And when that happens, the plants are just going to do some odd kinds of things. My garlic is big and beautiful, but it's already putting on heads. My walking onions are bolting a little bit, but not too terribly bad. The answer to you is change the weather. That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, my reds and my Texas sweets, they're just, I'd say about a third of them are starting to bolt. I'm just pulling the tops off, pulling those flower stalks off and hoping that the onions will continue to grow without creating that hollow center that they do when the flower stalks start.
Yeah, just cut the flower heads off. All the energy will go into building the bulbs that way. Plus, in the meantime, you can use those scapes that you're cutting off, chop them up, and use them for onion flavor in your cooking instead of throwing them away.
Oh, yeah. We're making some wonderful kale pestos and mustard pestos and spinach pestos and using all those tops that we're taking off the onion.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Yeah. I think a lot of people are mistaken about that with onions and also with garlic. If you cut any of the young garlic foliage off early in the season and everything. You can chop it up and use it for cooking just like you use the bulbs. Probably not as powerful, but the flavor and the nutrition and the antioxidant value is in the foliage as well as in the bulbs.
Oh, yeah, you get all that wonderful green. What do we do about flies that are biting the dog's ears? I got one dog out of three that the flies are just tearing his ears up.
Well, that's a deal where you've got to pick up the manure. That's where they breed. Those blood-sucking flies breed in the manure. You got to pick it up and put it in a compost pile. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Howard Garrett, be back right after this.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help.
Black Cow, the mature manure Black Cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
My favorite dog food company is located up near the Red River in Munster, Texas. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food, and I recommend it becomes part of your dog's diet. Same for your cats. My dogs love the taste, and Judy and I like how it makes them look and feel. Other major points include the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients available, including prebiotics and L-carnitine. One unusual ingredient is something I've been recommending for a long time. Some choices contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original blends. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made from grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the products in your area. Your dogs and cats will be healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was talking to Rick off the air a little bit more about the blood-sucking flies. So if he's having that problem of those flies attacking the dog's ears, it attacks dog's ears that stand up. Usually if you got floppy ear dogs like beagles or whatever, you usually don't have the problem, but dog's ears that stand straight up, these blood-sucking flies can really give them a hard time. And we were talking off the air about the fact that he's got, you know, so much area, acreage there, it'd be hard to, you know, pick up all the manure and everything. So a company that we're working with now with Beneficial Insects, I recommended that he call, and you probably want to know about this too, Arbico. Arbico-organics.com sells fly parasites. And I'll probably be talking to Sherry at some point today. I don't know. We didn't talk this week about what the timing would be. But if she calls in, I'll ask her specifically. But if you want to contact them, they'll be glad to help you with it, and I'm sure that their fly parasites could help greatly with that specific fly. I know that it helps with a lot of different flies, but you do have to put them out. It's not real complicated, but you do have to follow their instructions and put them out properly, and then they will control your fly population as well. And he also asked me about Beneficial Nematodes, which they also sell, extremely high-quality ones, and he was asking if you put them out for grub worms. Now, if grub worms are there in the soil and feeding, that's the perfect time to put them out because Beneficial Nematodes attack and kill quickly. They're not a long-term, very slow-acting kind of thing. They'll hang around and work for you long-term, but if there's a pest in the ground that's causing a problem, you put the Beneficial Nematodes out, again, properly, and they will attack and kill. They don't feed on the pests. They actually, on the grubs, they actually cause a microorganism to grow, and that's what devours the pest. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Next up is Cole in Longwood, Florida. Hi, Cole.
Hello. I got a question about my Christmas cactus.
Uh-huh.
For about a year, it's been just exceedingly wilty. And it still bloomed, but this past winter. But what can we do to put a little more life into this thing?
Well, Cole, I tell you what, Christmas cactus really like—they like cooler weather than you have. That's one thing. The other thing that would probably cause what you're seeing there is maybe watering them a little bit too much. Are these in containers and outside, or are they in containers inside? What's the situation?
Yeah, it's outside in a container. It's a pretty good sized container. Oh. Probably 3 gallons, I guess.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay. Well, they tend to be a little bit more on the xeric side. You know, they're very drought-tolerant plants, and sometimes people water them too much. So that'd be probably my first suggestion is let's cut back on the watering a little bit. There's nothing you can do about keeping them a little cooler. They'd really like that. They also respond to shorter days a little bit like some other plants. And, again, there's not much you can do about that other than if they're blooming, that's not an issue for you. So if it's just the green part of the plant not doing as well, try cutting back on your watering, and I'll bet you they'll firm up for you.
We don't water at all. It's just outside.
It would be hard to cut back then, won't it?
Yeah. Okay. We could put a tent over it or something, I guess, but
well, let's go the other direction. If you're not watering at all, they're probably becoming dehydrated then. You know, you can't just let them get completely dry. It's rare that I hear somebody that far on the other side. So just give them a little drink every now and then, and I think you'll see them plump up and do fine for you.
Yeah, we've had. Are you based here in Florida? Where are you out of?
We're in Dallas. We're in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay.
And we grow them Christmas cactus. We found out the easiest way to have them do real well in our place is just kind of ignore them. And you're doing that to an extreme. You know, you can't just totally stop watering them. But most people that I talk to, you know, that's why I went that direction, tend to give them too much tender, loving care and put Miracle-Gro on them and things that I don't recommend. So just in your situation, give them a little bit more tender, loving care, and I think they'll do really well for you.
Okay, but we've had 2 days of rain this week. You know, it rained quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it still looks kind of droopy. I mean, could it be droopy from not raining? I mean, it's been like this for a year, you know?
Yeah, if you haven't been watering them at all and it's been really dry, that's probably what it is. Now that you've gotten some rain, I assume sun's out, they'll probably pop back for you. Just have a reasonable thing. If it rains every now and then, that's great. They'll do well. If it doesn't rain, give them a little additional water.
Yeah, this summer, I guarantee you, it's going to rain a lot. It always does in Florida.
Well, just make sure you have good drainage. In the worst-case scenario, you'd have to lift them and redo the potting soil to where it's more of a cactus-like potting soil. You'll have some larger particles in it, like expanded shale or pea gravel or small pieces of lava rock, and get the soil where it drains better.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Colin.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate
you
calling. Let's go to... Let's go to Brian in Roanoke, Texas. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, Howard. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
Great. I'm kind of new to gardening and trying to follow as many instructions as I can. Over the winter, I put down a bunch of mulch and compost, and I added about 3 inches of soil to my little plot there. And now everything that I planted last year is too low in the ground, and constantly hear you talking about make sure that the root flares are showing. And am I just – do I need to dig them up every year that I'm –
I'll tell you what, Brian, can you hold on with me? And let's talk about this in a little more detail when I come back, okay? I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Boston's police commissioner says the lone surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing is in serious condition this morning, and authorities have not been able to interrogate him. Commissioner Edward Davis, appearing on CBS TV's Face the Nation program, says the crime scene from the early morning firefight in Watertown, Massachusetts on Friday was littered with unexploded improvised explosive devices. Meanwhile, Boston Transit Police Officer Richard Donahue remains hospitalized after being seriously wounded last week in the gun battle surrounding the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. Yemen's army says a U.S. drone strike has killed 2 suspected al-Qaeda terrorists east of the capital today, and another portion of the flooded Mississippi River closed after 80 barges broke loose south of St. Louis. The river is cresting at some spots north of the city, but remains on the rise south of the city. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman, Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. For a second straight year, the Clippers and Grizzlies up at the NBA playoffs. Chris Paul led seven players in double figures with 23 points as L.A. beat Memphis 112-91. The Clippers beat the Grizzlies in seven games last season. In Denver, Andre Miller capped his playoff career high of 28 points by draining a layup with 1.3 seconds left to give the Nuggets a 97-95 win over Golden State. New York held Boston to 8 fourth-quarter points and downing the Celtics 85-78. Boston forward Jeff Green had 26 points.
They were just aggressive, more aggressive than we were. Their double teams were, you know, strong. They forced turnovers. We weren't in our sets correctly.
In Brooklyn, the Nets led 60-35 at the half, and then it went on to reverse dunk Chicago 106-89. Nets guard Deron Williams had 22 points.
This was a great, great team victory. You know, I thought our first half of basketball was probably one of our best halves we played all season as far as just, you know, ball movement.
Four more openers today, Atlanta at Indiana, the Lakers at San Antonio, Milwaukee at Miami, and Houston at Oklahoma City. This is SR in Sports. In the NHL, the Bruins were back on the ice Saturday after having two games postponed this week due to the Boston Marathon bombings. Despite a boisterous home crowd in Boston, the Bruins lost to Pittsburgh 3-2. Boston forward Sean Thornton says the players fed off the crowd and the emotion in jumping out to a 1-0 lead.
It was tough to keep a dry eye watching that stuff, the crowd going and the anthem and all that stuff. It's not easy, but I thought the guys did a good job of feeding off it in the first period. I thought we had a really good first.
Pittsburgh clinched home ice advantage throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs with a victory. Other winners Saturday, New Jersey, the Islanders, Phoenix, Philadelphia, Toronto, Washington, and Vancouver. In early play saw Baltimore sweep a doubleheader from the Dodgers. In the American League, it was the Yankees over Toronto 5-3, Boston 4, Kansas City 3, the Angels 10-0 over Detroit, Minnesota 2, Chicago 1, Cleveland 19, Houston 6, Tampa Bay 1, Oakland 0, Texas 5-0 over Seattle. In the National League, Cincinnati beat Miami 3-2 as Washington 7-6 over the Mets, Pittsburgh 3, Atlanta 1, St. Louis 5, Philadelphia 0, Milwaukee 5, the Cubs 1, Colorado 4, Arizona 3, San Francisco 2-0 over San Diego. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we're going to talk to Brian just a little bit more about exposing some plants that have gotten covered up. So you added a bunch of mulch and soil way up on what kind of plants specifically, Brian?
Well, we have Turk's cap and salvia and lantana.
Okay. Well, all those are woody plants. Turk's cap... what was the middle one? Lantana's woody.
Oh, and lantana. Salvia.
Okay, all of those are woody stem plants, and even though you can bury any plant too deeply in the ground, especially the woody plants that have bark, if you cover them with soil or mulch, what it does is it keeps the bark unnaturally moist, and will if it doesn't kill the plant, it'll shut down the growth of the plant. So you need to pull it all away or lift the plants and reset the plants at a different height, one of the two.
Okay, and then I'll just curtail myself next year.
Yeah, when you add mulch around plants, the way to do that next time is to, one, you don't need around smaller plants like you're talking about. You don't need big, huge, deep layers of mulch. Just a couple of inches is enough. And then when you get near the plant, you just let the mulch kind of taper down to where it's zero depth right at the stem of the plant. So you maintain the flare and the crown of the plant, in other words, at the proper height.
Okay. And also on your website, you talk about liquid fish. Uh-huh. I do a lot of fishing. Can I just eat normal fish and just stick it in a blender or –
Yeah, you
like
can.
A funny question,
you but. Can. It's kind of a messy deal to do, but that's exactly what hydrolyzed fish is. It's the entire fish ground into a liquid, and I don't know if they strain the solids out of it to make it, you know, a more consistent liquid or not, but that's exactly what it is. The old fish emulsions that we used to recommend that we don't recommend anymore, one, they use a chemical emulsifier in them, which we don't like. Plus, it was primarily the guts and the waste of the fish. The fish that is now part of Garrett Juice and the products by themselves that we recommend is called hydrolyzate, fish hydrolyzate, or just liquid fish, and it's the entire fish ground up. You bet. That's what the Indians did, you know, years ago. They buried a whole fish in the ground, you know, when they planted things.
Very nice. Okay. Well, I sure appreciate it and appreciate your time.
Appreciate the call.
Yes, sir.
Got an open line for you, too, at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Clark in Gun Barrel City. Hey, Clark.
How you doing?
Doing well.
I made a comment to the guy I just talked to, and if that guy with the pasture that's trying to get rid of them flies, if he would, I don't know if he'd be willing to do it, but you can do rotational grazing, or you can run chickens 3 days behind the cows, and they'll sterilize the larvae. You know, they'll eat the larvae and everything out of that manure, and the flies won't ever hatch.
Well, I'm totally with you. I'm a big proponent of rotational grazing and getting the biological activity in the soil up, because if you do that, you're going to have dung beetles on the property, and the dung beetles are going to take care of the manure for you. His situation is mostly goats running around, and it's not a big enough place to do the rotational grazing as much, although he's probably still listening. He can probably do that to some degree. I think he already does, but it's a little different than doing cattle when you have plenty of acreage.
That's his situation may not warrant it, but that's another idea.
No, it's great. I'm totally with you. You're exactly right. Thank you, Clark.
You're welcome.
And we've got open lines, so jump on here at 866-444-3478. We had an interesting thing happen on Facebook, and if you haven't checked it out, you need to. I did a couple of things at about the same time a couple of days ago. And one of them was that I put an announcement of the Earth Day Dallas going on at Fair Park in Dallas, information about it and a link to it. And then actually a little bit later than that, I had noticed outside, I was sitting reading outside, and ladybug larvae were crawling all over me. And I'd had some of the other listeners and readers comment that they had seen a lot of these things around. And it kind of dawned on me that, you know, some people might not know what those are. And so I used a photograph that I had. It was one I think that I had used in the Texas bug book of a ladybug larva, and blew it up a little bit so it'd be real easy to see. And I put it on Facebook, and over a period of time, well, I've got it up. Let me just see what the current numbers are. The notice that I put about the fair, about the Earth Day at the fair, there's been 1,131 people have seen the post. And on the insect, on the larvae, as of right now, 38,000 people have looked at it. And a whole lot of them, you can go into Facebook, go to Dirt Doctor or Howard Garrett, and you can see it. A whole lot of people have commented about the fact that they appreciated it being there. They didn't know what they were, and a couple of people said that they even have been killing them, thinking that there might have been some kind of a pest. So it made me realize that I need to do more of that. Somebody else sent in a photograph since that time of a wasp, and it looks to be a beneficial wasp called a braconid wasp. And braconids, there's several hundred species of braconids. We've got them in the Texas Bug Book as well, and you can do a search, as I told the person on Facebook, to see maybe what exactly which kind, which one it is. But what the braconids do that's so helpful is that they lay their eggs on the backs of caterpillars and that are pests, you know, and that eat plant foliage. And those braconid eggs hatch into pupae, and the pupae these braconid, young braconids eat the caterpillars. And once you see a caterpillar, which is another good tip, that has little pillow-shaped things attached to its back, or little football-shaped things attached to it, or even little round, white, or different colored attachments, don't kill that caterpillar. Let the caterpillar die of the braconid wasp, and that way you don't hurt the young braconid wasps that hatch and fly off to control other caterpillars. We'll try to put photographs of all that stuff on there, but if you want to look at it now, you can go into our website and look up braconid wasps, or you can go into the Texas Bug Book that Malcolm and I did, and you can see several examples of parasitized caterpillars where the braconid wasps have taken care of the issue. Martin in Rome, Georgia is next up. Hello, Martin.
Hey, how you doing there?
Doing great, thank you.
Yeah, I think I can call you Howard. I've listened to your show so long.
That's more than fine, yes, sir.
Okay, a friend of mine asked me to do him a favor and call. He works and can't call, and I listen to you on my way to church every Sunday. But anyway, he has an apple tree, which is a red, delicious tree that he planted. And the tree's got some years on it. I mean, you know, like 3-4 years, and he can only get few blooms off of this thing and has never seen an apple on it. And I said, I bet you Howard Garrett would know how to salvage this tree.
Well, I probably do, Marvin, because it happens so often when people ask me similar questions. And I think a lot of folks that have already solved this problem get tired of hearing me talk about it ad nauseum. But fruit trees, worse than landscape trees, for a reason that probably relates to the graft union down near the base of the tree, get planted too deeply in the ground. And when they're planted too deeply in the ground, you get what you just mentioned happening. Very poor growth and production, very poor flowering and bud set. The tree is in pretty severe stress when you've got it planted too deep, and that flare that ought to be right up at the surface of the soil and visible is down in the ground. What makes people plant fruit trees too deep in the ground is that there's a graft union, because they've grafted a different kind of plant to the top of a different kind of root system. And where that graft is done, you've got a bulging or a dog leg often there. And a lot of people bring their fruit trees home from the nursery and think that that's the line that the tree ought to be planted at. The ground line ought to be right there. And if you do that, you will have planted your tree about 8 to 10 inches too deep in the ground.
Oh, wow.
And I'll bet you a dollar that's what is the situation here. Now, if they've been there 3 years, the roots have probably tried to grow and establish, and so rather than lifting them and resetting the tree, he can probably take stiff brushes and even hard tools if he's extremely careful and remove the soil a little bit at a time and go down to where he starts running into the major roots that are flaring out.
Yeah.
And leave that depression and leave that flare showing, and he'll see better production of his foliage, at least. He may not get too much fruit set at this time of the year. If he had done it in the winter, he'd probably even see better fruit production this year. But next year, he'll see a dramatic improvement.
Very good. Is this something that he can do now?
The best time to do it is, you know, when it's planted. The second best time to do it is now.
Okay. Very good. Then I'll get in touch with him tonight and tell him. And like I said, enjoy your show. Listen to you every Sunday. And you have a good day, my friend. I thank you.
Thank you, Marvin.
All right. Goodbye.
And anybody that wants to see that, we've got pictures on Facebook, and we've got pictures on dirtdoctor.com in the library, too, about exposing flares on trees. It's part of the sick tree treatment and maybe the most important part of the sick tree treatment, because if you just aerate the soil and put out the organic amendments and, you know, put out compost and compost tea and all that stuff, it's going to help the plant. But if the flare is still buried, it's never going to be quite right, because the flare is part of the bark, part of the trunk. It's not part of the root system. And when you've buried it underground, it's kept moist artificially, and the plant is just not going to do very well. It might live, and it might live for quite a number of years being too deep in the ground, but the conditions are just going to get worse and worse. The symptoms are going to get worse and worse, and the plant will finally have major, major problems. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with lots of all-natural minerals so your body absorbs them naturally. Other mineral waters come from some factory somewhere and add synthetic minerals, also made in some factory somewhere. So, of course, your body doesn't absorb those as well. If you can't make it out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at Whole Foods or Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I just added a link on Facebook to the current newsletter, so if you don't get our newsletter, you can just click on that, and it'll take you to it. And it's about beneficial insects, about trichogramma wasps, green lacewings, ladybugs, and nematodes, and using them and where you can get them and all that sort of thing. So check all that out. If you don't get our newsletter and would like to, that's pretty simple to solve. It's a free newsletter, weekly newsletter. You send us your email, and you're on the list. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com, or you can fill out the little form that's on the website there. And we do usually one subject at a time, and get a lot of good feedback from it. If you have some subject you want us to cover, let us know. Here's Greg in Plano, Texas. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Howard. I've been battling on the narrow strip side yard I have next to my house. It's lined with 30-year-old cedar elm trees. One small area of it can grow San Augustine, but the others just it won't work because of the shade.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to a ground cover. I thought of Asian jasmine, which I have in another area of my yard, but my neighbor's got an ivy type ground cover. Does real well under a 30-year-old tree.
Okay.
Well, I'd like your opinion.
Well, you can use ivy. You can use English ivy yourself if it's shady enough. If it's really shady and doesn't get any direct sun at all during the day, there's an ivy that's my favorite. In fact, my front yard is this ground cover. It's called Persian ivy. But if it gets any direct sun at all, it'll burn it.
Okay. I don't really think it does. It's these mature trees and other, and, you know, in between the houses, and since it's so narrow, it gets very, very little sun.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a little harder to find for you, but if you find it, it's prettier than English ivy. Plus, it will kind of grow out with the English ivy and infiltrate it, and I think probably over the long haul, probably take it over in the shady areas. The other possibilities for you would be things like Ophiopogon and Liriope and plants like that. But if you want something that just blends in perfectly with what your neighbor already has, use English ivy or Persian ivy.
What is jasmine need sun to grow?
Well, Asian jasmine will grow in the shade, and it'll blend in with English ivy and not look too bad. But the two plants have quite a different texture. The jasmine's leaves are much, much smaller. I've actually designed some commercial projects where I used a blend of English ivy and jasmine, and what tended to happen there was that the English ivy would dominate in the areas that didn't get any sun, and out where there was some sun hitting the beds, the Asian jasmine dominated.
And in the backyard, I have patches of the Asian jasmine dying off. Do you know what could cause that? Is it going to be just watering?
Yeah, because that's a tough plant. It can get some freeze burn, but we didn't have enough winter cold to cause that. So it's probably just it got a little dry.
Okay. Excellent help. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Jane in Dallas and see what's up. Hey, Jane.
Well, I just heard your talk to the man about the apple tree and planting it too deep. And I have a dogwood tree that I've had planted for 5 years underneath another tree, and it never has bloomed. I mean, it gets leaves on it, but I've never seen a flower on it. What am I doing? Am I planting it too deep?
Could be. The real easy way to find out, is it in a flower bed or in a ground cover bed?
No, it's just in. It's there.
Well, just look at the base. Dogwoods have pretty dramatic flares, like a lot of trees. So if the tree is coming out of the ground just like a telephone pole, you know, or a straw stuck in the ground, in other words, there's no big flare at the bottom, it's too deep in the ground. It's simple as that.
Do you just dig it up?
Uh-huh. No, you don't dig up the tree. You simply... the way you do it the best is to hire an arborist, a tree care company, to come out, and they use what's called an air spade, and the air spade blows air at a high velocity and will knock the soil away without hurting the roots or the bark of the tree, unless they really don't know how to use the tool. Homeowners can do it themselves, and I've done it myself. I've done it with a power washer. I've done it with stiff brushes. I've done it by hand. You know, if there's a proper moisture in the soil will be able to be knocked away pretty easily. But if you do it yourself, you have to be very careful, especially when you're using hard tools, or you can nick and damage the flare, and because it's moist and it's just real delicate, you know, to being hit by things.
Could I use a leaf blower to blow off the dirt?
If you've got a really strong leaf blower, you might be able to do that. It'd have to be pretty loose soil for it to work. Best thing for a homeowner is a stiff brush.
Okay.
To tell you the truth. And get down to the flare. It'll be flaring out enough to where you can step on it. I mean, it turns and goes horizontally when you've uncovered it enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much. That may solve my problem because I've had it, as I said, for 5 years now, and that flower never has raised its head in my garden.
I bet it'll solve the problem. Let me know.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All righty. Those of you holding, hang on. We'll get you in the beginning of the next hour. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. We're on streamed live on dirtdoctor.com if you're station doesn't carry the third hour. To get our newsletter again, send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. The website is dirtdoctor.com. And I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you so far, and we got more to come. We'll talk about insects, landscaping, gardening, soil building, composting, anything you'd like. Just give me a buzz.